You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. What a goal that is!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, thank you, Texas Children's Hospital, for being our presenting sponsor here. The next 2 hours, we go on a soccer talk journey touching on leagues issues around the world. I got a couple of great guests here tonight on this show. 713-780-3776 is the call-in number, fresh off the blitz with A.J. Hoffman and Fred Fowler. Always a tough act to follow, and we hope some of those great listeners on that show are carrying over here to our soccer talk, because you are welcome, and we do want mainstream fans to listen in, and we also want mainstream opinion as well. As soccer continues to grow around the United States. Streaming at ESPN975.com, mentioned that the first hour sponsor is the Texas Children's Hospital. We always thank them for their amazing support of the show. Call-in number throughout the night, 713-780-3776. Hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Soc, Facebook Soccer Matters, or Instagram for behind the scenes here at ESPN975. Big news today, entertaining game. 3-2 England over Spain in Spain. At one point, it was 3-0 at halftime. Spain would come out in this game on fire, forcing a couple of good saves from Jordan Pickford, chances they could have put away. And then England just absolutely destroyed and wrecked Spain on the counterattack for large portions in this game. Spain had 70% of the possession, but England, precision. Rashford, Sterling, Harry Kane, absolutely destroying them on the counterattack. Let's take a listen to goal number one from England in this one.
Good precision on his clearance, and Kane helped it on to Rashford, and Rashford found Raheem Sterling, who lashes England in front. There at last is his England goal, and what a goal! 3 years in the waiting, and he has Spain's top corner.
Fantastic goal. It was a pass of precision. I'm going to post this later on Facebook Soccer Matters. Fantastic goal. 30th minute then, Marcus Rashford would make it 2-0. And again, the thing at this point for me is watching Spain when they lose possession in transition. And England incredibly taking advantage of it, scoring three wonderful goals. So here's Marcus Rashford of Manchester United in the 30th minute.
And Kane has kept the ball. And he spotted Rashford. 2-0 England! Well, what about this? Marcus Rashford on target. And England in a place they could not have dreamed they would be. Half an hour in, 2-0 up in Spain. Marcus Rashford's third international goal of this season.
And England, who didn't score a goal in Spain for 31 years, have just scored two in half an hour.
Yeah, guess what? They're going to get another in the 38th minute. It's Raheem Sterling, who has scored his first international goal. He decides to get a second in Spain. Here's what it sounded like.
And scooped over the top for Harry Kane. Raheem Sterling, 3-0 England. They are ripping up sense here. England finding themselves big time in Seville.
Well, it's pretty simple football from England. Sometimes that simplicity is best.
And Luis Enrique was looking, he just looked totally confused on the sideline. Now, Spain would battle back in the second half, and they would take the game to England. And it was, trust me, it was not an easy 3-2 win, despite the fact that the second Spanish goal was scored in stoppage time. But it was a very entertaining game. It's Nations League. I wonder what your thoughts are on the Nations League and that competition. 713-780-3776. Instead of getting friendlies, we get games of real consequence. This one had a feeling of consequence in it because we're in a sports world now that a lot of games just don't have consequence. And it's almost overkill because of the amount of money that's being made. Your thoughts on the Nations League? England 3-2 over Spain. The other big one is pressure is growing on Yogi Löw in Germany. Germany gets a spanking from the Netherlands, 3-0. Now, Löw has been in charge of Germany for 169 matches since 2006 when he took over for Jurgen Klinsmann. They play France tomorrow. Keep your eye on that. Pretty remarkable. All right, guests tonight on the show include former MLS Defender radio host, color analyst for Real Salt Lake, Brian Dunseth. We will have him on the program. From Atlanta, talking all things Atlanta United, we're going to talk about that soccer city and what's going on there with Jason Longshore, who is their color commentator on the radio, also is a podcast host. NASL reunion in Frisco, Texas this weekend, by the way. And the new U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame will be opened up, and my colleague and great friend J.P. Della Camera is going to go into the Hall of Fame the Colin Jose Award. So congratulations to JP. And then also, we're going to hear from Patty Smith of the Harris County Houston Sports Authority here tonight on the show because the Houston Sports Awards comes around in February. It was unbelievable last year with the trio of Nolan Ryan, Earl Campbell, Hakeem Olajuwon being the honorees. Well, they got some special news in store to try and come close to topping that one because it was an unbelievable event with those three men in the room. Patty's going to join us for a little talk on that. Aaron Long, he could get his first cap ever for the United States tomorrow against Peru. That's why we moved the game to tonight so we wouldn't be competing with the U.S.-Peru friendly tomorrow because I think we all want to see a nice response there after the Colombia game. But Aaron Long, it's a great story, and if you're a young soccer player, you're somebody who's in the USL right now in the United States, and you're trying to get to Major League Soccer, which in our country is the big dance, got to listen to his story because he bounced around a lot of places before he got his real opportunity, positionally found a different place to play at the pro level, was a midfielder prior, and now he may get his first cap with the U.S. national team tomorrow. And by the way, that's the way it happens a lot of time. The way you get to the pro level and you stay at the pro level is to be flexible positionally. I was more of a midfielder, and then eventually in the college game got turned into a center back, and that's probably the only way I would have thrived at the professional level because I needed the game in front of me. But I could be effective in differing ways as a central defender. So interesting interview with Aaron Long tonight. You're not going to want to miss that. So be ready for that one. But I think the big lead story today is England's win over Spain 3-2. If anybody wants to talk about that, 713-780-3776. More international stuff. Albert Elise played for Honduras against the United Arab Emirates 90 minutes. So did Ramel Kyoto. He had the lone goal in that win. Artur Alvarez had 10 minutes against Barbados after playing 60 against Brazil in a friendly. Dynamo go down 4-1 to LAFC. What are your thoughts on that match, Dynamo fan? And I guess we could simply say, is the season a success because we won the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup in a league that's based on playoffs? Certainly that was the shining moment of the season. That was exciting. It gets the Dynamo in the CONCACAF Champions League. But you can look at the Philadelphia Union. They're going into the playoffs. Who would you rather be, Union or Dynamo? I mean, I know you want to be Dynamo because we're Dynamo fans. But do you want to be in the playoffs or do you want the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, which the Dynamo won for the first time ever, which let's not beat around the bush. It's significant. It's significant. Dynamo had all their games at home, which was good for them because they're a much better home team than road team. They still have not been able to figure out the road in Major League Soccer, and that is important. Historically, the Dynamo have not been a good road team. And that is something this franchise is going to have to unlock, and Wilmer Cabrera and Matt Jordan are going to have to put their heads together and get this figured out because the road has now become psychological, I think, in some ways. And you can say you're close and you can say you're conceding late goals and all of that, but you have to be able to execute it. And the question is, how do you get the Dynamo to execute and get more results on the road next year? 713-780-3776. Let's get your thoughts in here tonight. 713-780-3776. Now, DC United, one of the great stories in all of Major League Soccer right now, is Wayne Rooney. You could argue he's the league MVP. You think Wayne Rooney's the league MVP? 713-780-3776. Is it Zlatan? Is it Josef Martinez? I think it's tough to pull away from Josef Martinez with 30 goals and breaking the all-time single-season goal-scoring record. But for pure effect on others, Wayne Rooney has lifted an entire franchise. Never did I not think Wayne Rooney was going to perform well here. My biggest concern was how DC United was going to support him. He's absolutely lifted the performance of players around him, both on and off the field. There's no question we knew he was going to come here and be professional. This is not a guy who plays the sport of soccer and doesn't respect the game. In fact, he's legendary because Sir Alex Ferguson used to have to literally keep him off and out of games because the guy never wanted to not be on the field. So Rooney's lived up to it. Here's what Wayne Rooney had to say on pressure moments.
I think that's what you want to be in football or soccer for, is to have these pressure moments. No one wants to, you know, be near the middle to bottom of the league and just playing for the fun of it. And you want pressure moments. You want to feel that pressure. And I think it's important that what we're doing, we've got that pressure, but we're thriving on it and we're picking up results and wins.
So that was Wayne Rooney on pressure. But man, he has been the ignition to DC United and their revival. And they finally get into a playoff position now because they have jumped ahead of Montreal. So Atlanta United, New York Red Bulls, New York City FC, Philadelphia Union have all secured playoff spots in the East. Crew is in good position. It looks like it's DC United and Montreal fighting for that final playoff spot. DC United has leaped above them. Out in the East is New England, Chicago, TFC, and Orlando. In the West, it's FC Dallas, LAFC, and Sporting Kansas City. Those three have clinched. Portland's on 51, Seattle on 50, looking pretty safe. RSL is sixth on 46 points, and then you have the LA Galaxy and Vancouver on 45 and 43. So there is going to be some excitement down the stretch. Atlanta United has put a very significant value on winning the Supporter Shield because they desperately want to be in the CONCACAF Champions League. And by the way, the Dynamo get that by winning the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Teams that are out in the West, of course, the Dynamo, and then Minnesota, Colorado, and San Jose. So there you go. Tomorrow night, 6:30 Central Time, ESPN2. It's the U.S. against Peru. Congratulations to Jill Ellis, the U.S. Women's National Team. 6-0 winners over Jamaica, going to the 2019 World Cup in France. So congratulations to them, that is a big deal. Not that we didn't think they were going to do it in CONCACAF. I believe they play Canada on Wednesday for the CONCACAF Championship. So that's a good one. We're going to have Patty Smith on the show a little bit later on in this hour. Germany, are the wheels falling off the Mannschaft after being defeated by the Netherlands? Talk about it. Germany looking a little disjointed. German confidence maybe a little disjointed. They've lost more games in a calendar year than we've known. 3-0-2 to your rival, the Netherlands, for more ways than one. And Ronald Koeman getting a big win. And their biggest ever differential win over Germany. Remember those two nations met in the 1974 World Cup final. It was the epic Johan Cruyff versus Franz Beckenbauer. Memphis Depay has sort of revived his career. Gigi Wijnaldum skinning Jerome Boateng. He scored. Been a remarkable win. So then comes former German international Lothar Matthäus. He comes out saying Ter Stegen should start over Manuel Neuer. I think they've got even bigger problems than simply their goalkeeping position. So, who would have thought that Germany would be sitting here with all these losses, not winning a game at the struggling in the World Cup? The wheels are coming off. And let's see what Germany will do to kind of recalibrate themselves and reboot themselves. Also, I mentioned we have U.S. national team defender Aaron Long on later on in this show as well. 713-780-3776. So there's good news coming out of Columbus now. And we got some sound here that we want you to hear from Brian McBride, the former Columbus Crew striker, of course, legendary U.S. striker with Fulham. Here's former U.S. men's national team striker Brian McBride, former member of the Crew, on Crew in the Community.
I think the biggest thing and the biggest impact has to be a local involvement. And when the Crew first started out, there was a huge amount of the community leaders that had an impact, a positive impact, to help and make sure the Columbus Crew not only was able to survive, but thrive. We built the stadium because of this. And I think after the stadium got built, they started to have a little drift with the community. And now I think they realize that. Everybody that's a part of Save the Crew, that's a part of the Crew outstanding community, basically people from outside looking in, realize, wait a second, we've lost our identity, which is the city, the people of the city. And I was there when the Blue Jackets just started up. And the amount of verve and energy in the whole community because of the amount of impact that local ownership had was, you can't speak enough of it.
Well, that's insightful from Brian McBride. It's very well said. Great guy, Brian McBride, was a great forward, talking about community there. And, you know, look, when you get a new stadium built, there is so much novelty to it and excitement that, you know, it might be natural for humans to forget that, you know, this is the time you work even harder because things are going well. And I'm wondering, you know, what's going to happen in Atlanta? Will there be a little drop-off due to novelty factor? Who knows? But there's no question Atlanta United is not resting on their laurels. I mean, they're linked to other players. You know, they may be saying that Almiron may be leaving, but, you know, Almiron's backup is Ezequiel Barco, who they spent $15 million on. Think about that. He's their backup. He's basically a backup to Almiron if somebody were to buy him. And, of course, there's all kinds of rumors around where potentially he could be going. So that's an interesting quote there from Brian McBride of the Columbus Crew. How about this from LAFC coach Bob Bradley on the fact that he, it sounds like, has eliminated the language expansion around his team and players when they speak. This is kind of fun. This is only a 12-second quote, but it's from LAFC coach Bob Bradley.
Carlos has talked about wanting to come here and make a difference in an expansion team. Have you noticed him ramping?
Did he say expansion team?
Well, you know, first
that's
year.
That's been ruled out in our vocabulary.
See, that's I like that. I like that from Bob Bradley. Don't call us an expansion team. And he got a little bit, he got, you know, his spine stuck up there a little bit when he heard Carlos Vela might have said, hey, it was an expansion team. That's a language that was eliminated. Listen, they could win the whole thing. I mean, Bradley's done that before with the Chicago Fire. They are stacked with attacking talent. I mean, holding midfielders, you know, and balancing midfielders, Lee Wynn and Benny Failhopper. I mean, he's gotten those guys to do some things that maybe they haven't done in their careers, which to me is impressive. But that was a play that one more time. That's awesome. I love that because I love how quickly he focuses in on expansion.
Carlos has talked about wanting to come here and make a difference in an expansion team. Have you noticed him ramping?
Did he say expansion team?
Well, you know, first
that's
year.
That's been ruled out in our vocabulary.
Gotta love it. And you got to love Bob Bradley and the culture he's built there. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. I'm hearing some David Bowie. That means I got to go to break, right, Tyler? It's producer extraordinaire, Tyler Scott. Get your thoughts in. 713-780-3776. I got some Wilmer Cabrera sound of the Houston Dynamo on the game at LAFC. Listen, one thing we can say, Mauro Menotti is having an unbelievable year. He is the story this year. And when we come back... we'll get to the phone lines. The pastor will be up first. Maybe he can even bless me here tonight because I will take some blessings, trust me. 713-780-3776 is the number. First hour is brought to you by the Texas Children's Hospital. Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers, right down in the medical center. Largest pediatric cancer center in the country. 190 physicians and scientists. Think about that. 46 laboratories. 200 active clinical trials dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorders at Texas Children's. For more than 60 years, Texas Children's Hospital has pioneered many of the now standard protocols for treating and curing childhood cancer. And it's an amazing place. Texas Children's Hospital, not for profit, relies on generous donations from our friends in the community. And don't forget, hundreds of children are diagnosed every year at TCH. It isn't a job, it's life for Texas Children's. Let's take a break now. We'll come back. We'll start it off with the pastor when we come back. I got some Usain Bolt news. Yes, there's a pro soccer team that's interested in him in Europe.
Answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
By the way, Alice Cooper was in town last night. Most people were probably watching the Astros, right, Tyler Scott? That could have been a tough call for you, though. You're a big...
I thought... When you were saying you were going to Alice Cooper, I thought that was the week before. I didn't realize it was
White Oak.
Night. Yeah.
Oh, it was a show. It was good. Welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, Texas Children's Hospital, our first hour presenting sponsor. The Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers are the largest pediatric cancer center in the country. There's over 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorders. Big thank you to the Texas Children's Hospital for supporting soccer here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. And, you know, when I go visit the kids down there and we go with soccer balls, Freddie Reyes, Eileen Dowd, and others that come with us, Ellen Bennett, you know, you see children from all over the world and right here and in and around Houston. So pediatric cancer doesn't discriminate. And it's a good thing to keep in our minds if you got healthy children. You're blessed. Texas Children's Hospital is a not-for-profit, relies on generous donations from our friends in the community. So we thank them. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We got a couple of calls coming in here right now. Let's start with the pastor. The pastor, how are you? Do I have to get on my knees here for you or what? Your Highness.
No. Well, Glenn, you should excuse me because I'm trying to make the connection with the English talk shows.
Yes.
But I'm a fan of the Houston Dynamo.
Yes, sir.
And I know the closest we are to become a dynasty is you.
It's me.
Because you're the closest to the people on front office. And, well, the benefits, Glenn, on being the champions of Lamar Hunt Cup is that we're going to be participating into the CONCACAF Champions League.
I agree with you.
I know that there's nothing we can do about the result we have on this season. It's a shame. I feel really disappointed when Owen Coyle came to Houston the first game of the two first games. I was so excited because the proposal of this gentleman was just offensive, and it was fun to watch after the Dominic era, which was really a good result, but no show to the bleachers or to the fans. It was in my opinion. And then we are into the same pattern of getting results, but not excitement on a good soccer. So that's my opinion. And now, Glenn, how about looking into the pattern of the Astros? 5 years ago, we were the joke of the league.
Mm-hmm.
But then when Jim Crane was looking for a good managed people, he found Jeff Luno. And the first thing they do was just to work with the farm system. And we are in a place here in Houston where we have too many young people that if they have a chance to choose where to go, they will not choose to be into the farm system of the Houston Dynamo. So I hope so far you know why I'm telling you you're the closest to make of the Houston Dynamo a dynasty. We have all the resources, but if we have a chance, it's you.
So,
okay, Glenn.
The pastor, I thank you for that. We appreciate you. You've touched on a lot of great subjects here. You're obviously a very passionate, loyal fan. So I appreciate you calling in here tonight with that.
And the latest, because you said something very nice, it was, I know that you were trying to be a funny man when you said, do I have to kneel? No. But I will tell you this. The voice that you have to narrate or to be the narrator of the soccer games is a blessing. Oh. It's a blessing, Glenn. All right, man.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That was the pastor there. So he touches on some very important things here. And, you know, I guess what I get out of that call is he's wanting some vision and passion. We brought back Wilmer Cabrera. Last year he got us into the playoffs. It was entertaining. It was goals at home. No question. I think he brings up a very important point. We have 6.5 million proper in and around this area. The Dynamo have hired a new youth director in Paul Holliker. No question there. My contribution is this show. I'm not just going to come on here blindly and loyally. Not that I'm not loyal. I want to talk the real issues like the pastor just mentioned about the Houston Dynamo and the MLS product here in Houston. I want you to talk it with me. And I want you to talk about the things that are important to you. What do you want to know about the Dynamo? Do you want to know what the vision and the plan is in the future? Are we going to become a club that one day is going to be able to field youth players out of our own system in more quantity? You know, how do we penetrate marketing-wise great communities like the Nigerian community and fill the seats? Because if we fill the seats, guess what? They have to come and provide mainstream media support. We have to give them something deeper and stronger and more powerful in order to force them to come out and provide coverage of the team, because the coverage is limited. I hope and I appreciate what he said in that. The show, even though it's only once a week and for 2 hours, it does get a lot of downloads and podcasts. It's meant to talk up the game here in Houston, to problem solve, to come up with solutions, to come up with your concerns. And I want to get Matt Jordan and Chris Kennedy on, and I want to be quiet, and I want to let you call in. But you have to call in to ask the questions. So if you want change, you have to come in and you have to ask the questions to the general manager and the president. That's the bottom line. So you have concerns, you have to bring them out. Look, the mainstream media and places that are selling their stadiums out have to support and cover the team. They got no choice. And I'm going to ask Jason Longshore about that from Atlanta later tonight. I've always tried to make this show one that will make people think, So I brought on two other markets in MLS tonight. Guys that work in them, Brian Dunseth, Jason Longshore, they know it. They know those markets better than I do. And I brought them on so that you can think about our market in relation to what's going on in Major League Soccer. But I do think that Dynamo fans are thriving for information. They want more. And that's healthy. There's nothing wrong with that. And criticism is fine as long as it's healthy. It's called healthy pressure. Play the Wayne Rooney soundbite one more time. He talks about pressure. Everybody needs pressure. The Dynamo can't thrive without you, the fan, providing healthy and fair pressure.
I think that's what you want to be in football or soccer for, is to have these pressure moments. No one wants to, you know, be near the middle to bottom of the league and just playing for the fun of it, and you want pressure moments, you want to feel that pressure, and I think it's important that what we're doing, we've got that pressure, but we're thriving on it, and we're picking up results and wins.
Look, I came here as a 22-year-old. I care about the soccer community down here because I've been involved in it in a variety of levels. As a player, running a youth club for 12 or 13 years, now in the media. I got into the media and I got these platforms and I said, wow, I can help push the sport forward. I've been gifted something here. I've been gifted something. I've been gifted the ability through these platforms to do other things. One of them is push the sport in this community. And if you remember me writing in the Houston Chronicle, you know that I wrote the article about Major League Soccer coming here about 20 different ways, 25 different times. Okay. Because I wanted to use that platform to open people's eyes about how good this community is from a soccer perspective and how influential so many have been. Care and concern for it and making sure I shine the light on the others in this community that deserve it has been a passion of mine. And by the way, it provided me a platform to get involved in pediatric cancer. Yeah, you want to talk about somebody blessed? You're listening to someone. Real quick, let's go to Fernando. Fernando. Let's get your thoughts. What's up?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've been following you for, you know, the last 10 years. I'm my only concern over here. I'm a United States soccer fan.
Yes.
Why are we going backwards? You know, why people are not complaining about, you know, for player choices and so many other subjects that we have foreigners inside of the national team, and if we have better kids here in the United States or in Texas or California, why are them don't give them the chance to try, at least to try, to prove themselves? You know that. You know that's one of my main questions.
So Fernando, correct me if I'm wrong. You're saying that the U.S. national team, you want to see some different players selected?
I can't hear you. Go ahead.
Are you focused on the U.S. national team? Is that what you're focusing
on?
Yes. Yeah. So look,
I mean,
well, why are we complaining right now? They are giving younger players a real opportunity. They learned a lot of valuable lessons because it was men against boys against Colombia. They get Peru again tomorrow. Look at that roster. It's pretty young. It's not going to come together quickly. It's going to take time. And by the way, they still haven't named a coach, which should happen in the next 30 days. Okay, so look at that roster a little closer. Look how young they are. You got younger Americans now playing in Germany and different places in the Bundesliga like Pulisic and McKennie. So there are some good things going on. By no means is it exactly where we want it. Fernando, I thank you for that phone call. I got to take a break. My producer's asking for it. So thank you very much for that phone call here tonight. Hey, Kings Court in Edo, that's the place to be. 13 monitors, kingscourthouston.com. Go down there, say hello to Jay, because they have some amazing Indian food, rooftop deck there, and all the different supporters groups go down there, including El Batallon. And right now, speaking of El Batallon and the Houston Dynamo, how about a pair of tickets right now to the Dynamo Seattle Sounders Sunday, October 21st, this Sunday. Pair of tickets to the Dynamo, presented by Bud Light right now. Caller number 6 at 713-780-3776. You get a pair of tickets. Dynamo, Seattle.
Loaded, ready, rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Texas Children's Hospital, Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Center, is the largest pediatric cancer center in the country. Over 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorders. For more than 60 years, Texas Children's Hospital have pioneered many of the now standard protocols for treating and curing childhood cancer. A large circle of my friends are people that I have met while I've had their children at Texas Children's Hospital and remain great friends today, doctors, parents of patients. Some of the greatest friends I have. They do remarkable work down there. A couple of things here that I wanted to touch on here. We're going to get Patty Smith of the Harris County Houston Sports Authority on the program. But a couple of things to talk about that went on today. By the way, Gibraltar, which was only recognized in 2016 by FIFA, gained their first ever win, 1-0 over Liechtenstein. Joseph Cipollino's goal is historic. And you can cue at the end of that game, grown men crying everywhere. We did mention the U.S. women 6-0 over Jamaica. They steamrolled their way through CONCACAF. They will go to France 2019. Women's World Cup next summer. Can you imagine? It's right around the corner. It was like Canada just was completed. Now, remember the big issue in Canada? The artificial surface? None of that in France. Rest assured. None of that in France. Usain Bolt, the fastest man in the world, is being courted by a team in Malta called Valletta after scoring two goals. I don't know if it was a friendly match. It was Central Coast Mariners in Australia. By the way, tomorrow night, U.S. and Peru. There is a lot of Major League Soccer influence in that one. Peru has Raul Ruiz Diaz from Seattle, Yoshi Yotun, Yordi Reyna, Andy Polo. Many of these guys were in the World Cup for Peru. So it's another night of tactical speed and quickness that the U.S. will have to deal with against Peru, very similar to Colombia. Expect a lot of changes by the manager, Dave Sarakin. All right, Paul Allen also, Seattle Sounders owner. You know him. Passed away, sadly, regards to the Allen family in this very difficult time. He was only in his 60s. That is a big loss, but also remember his influence with the Seattle Sounders and Major League Soccer. All right, Patty Smith, friend from the Harris County Houston Sports Authority, last year was so instrumental in putting that crazy Houston Sports Awards event that was so successful. She got in the same room along with her colleagues, Earl Campbell, Nolan Ryan, and Hakeem Olajuwon. So everybody after that was over said, okay, what are you going to do for an encore to figure out how you're going to make it even bigger and better, if it's even possible, which I don't know it is. But it was so exciting to be a part of it down there with Patty. She joins us right now. Patty, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
Good. Did I interrupt, you know, like a family dinner or something here to bring you on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5?
Are you kidding me? I'm 4 months away from Sports Awards. I'm still at the office.
Yeah. Are you kidding? No, you aren't kidding. I know what you went through last year. So the minute this is over last year, and it was a remarkable evening to get those three athletes in the same room amongst all this other Houston sports royalty. It was a very prideful night. That's the other thing I love about it. The incredible pride in Houston professional sports and college and amateur sports as well. I assume you started working on this event a couple days after that.
Absolutely a couple days after that, because to your point, that was everyone's question. I mean, you know, we went into it last year, Glenn, just really, you know, I had a kind of a, we had a vision and we knew what we wanted it to look like, but no one else really saw that, you know, until you got there. And I think we did a great job executing it and getting all those players in that room and telling Houston's story. And so I think everybody was really kind of blown away. And literally that is what you said was true. The next question was, oh my gosh, how do you top that? So, in order to do that, yeah, we had to get started right away. And, you know, let's be real. You can't top Hakeem Olajuwon, Nolan Ryan, and Earl Campbell. Dollar for dollar, athlete for athlete, they're three of the best, not only in the city of Houston, but really anywhere. So you have to find different ways to top it and be better. And there was plenty of room for improvement. There's so many great stories here in Houston. Both in its history, things going on this year. So we've come up with a couple really cool concepts, and we are going to rival it for sure.
Okay, so you guys put out a press release recently, so I want you to tell my listeners kind of what has already been put out about what the Houston Sports Awards is going to be like in February this year.
Okay, well, I put it out, and it's a little obscure. I gave a little tease in there, but basically, you know, we will continue to celebrate 2018. So our regular 10 awards that we hand out, you know, athlete of the year, college athlete of the year, high school athlete, coach, all of those categories that will always be a staple. So we'll celebrate 2018. But in addition to that, kind of the underlying theme is celebrating a lifetime of Houston sports one decade at a time. So the genesis of that was it's the 40th anniversary of the Love You Blue Oiler era, 1978 and 1979. So I'm like, okay, that's what a great theme. Let's celebrate the Houston Oilers and their 40th anniversary. You know, Robert Brazil just goes into the Hall of Fame this year. There's so much to kind of build on around that. So I started taking it one step further, and I went back and looked at every single decade going back 70 years, 60 years, 50 years, 40, 30, 20, 10, and I found a significant event, moment, or athlete from that time frame, that anniversary, so to speak, from either 18 or 19. And starting in the, and what we put on the press release was 70 years ago, Jackie Burke, PGA golfer, won his first tournament. We've got the 40 years of the Oilers, and I think I put on the 10 years in there when Brian Cushing was Rookie of the Year for the Texans. They had their first winning season, and Andre Johnson had a career year. So those are the three that I put in the press release. The other six or seven, I left that up to the imagination and let the fans guess what they are.
Now, okay, so there's your teaser for everybody listening in. We got about 3 minutes. I want to get to something else. So there's going to be a presidential flavor to this one?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, with the, you know, sadly, the passing of Barbara Bush last year, and you can't find a, you know, a bigger Houston sports fan than Barbara was. She would sit behind that dugout and keep score at Astros games, and how many first pitches did they throw out, and coin tosses, and they were so woven into that of our Houston, and we wanted to do something really special and honor her. And as we talked about it and thought about it and went over it with our selection committee, we have decided to give George and Barbara Bush collectively, President George and Barbara Bush, they will be the recipients of our Lifetime Achievement Award.
Wow, that is super exciting. Well, you're on your way to doing it again. It was an amazing event. Anything else you want to tell the people in the community here? Obviously, it is a hot-ticket event. There's sponsorship opportunities. Anything else you want to tell the community about the Houston Sports Awards in February?
Yeah, I mean, it's all of that. Tickets and tables actually have just gone on sale, so they can go to HoustonSportsAwards.com if you are interested in tables. And I promise you, it's, you know, I teased you a little bit on what's going to be there that night.
Did we lose? There's Patty.
Did you lose me?
We did for a second, but you're back.
Oh, well, what point did you lose me? Where do I have to go?
Give me your last 10 seconds that you just said.
I promise the fans out there that, you know, you come to Houston Sports Awards, there's no place else that you will see such a collection of Houston athletes in one place. And as much as I've teased you on some certain things,
Well, I think we lost Patty, unfortunately, there. But just to tag what she's saying, it is an amazing event. She was just saying there that you'll never find such a collection of Houston sports athletes in one place from a historical standpoint, and she's absolutely right. It was amazing. I was fortunate to be, one of the MCs of the event with all the other great commentators here in Houston. What a privilege and an honor that was. And it was so much fun, but it was just so interesting to hear all the athletes from all sports just recounting their experiences. And, you know, when you see Earl Campbell and Akeem Olajuwon and Nolan Ryan all in one room, it's pretty remarkable. It's impressionable. All right, we're going to take a break here. Second hour coming up. We've got a lot of great commentary coming from Brian Dunseth. We've also got on the show Jason Longshore. And you're going to hear from Aaron Long of the U.S. Men's National Team. All in the second hour of Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. Again, thank you to our first hour presenting sponsor, Texas Children's Hospital. And also, as we go to break, we're going to make it a Danis Inspirations Contemporary Furniture and Liberty Kitchen break.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.